Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I like looking at the inverse, the opposite. So, Gator, if the Detroit Red Wings tonight beat the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, would a win tonight over Florida, the two-time champion, elicit the inverse reaction of the opener when they lost so embarrassingly?
No, it will not.
No, don't answer yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Because remember after that, it was just negative and it was a doomsday scenario for Red Wing fans.
Yeah, I was there. It was ugly.
Yeah. So tonight, if they win to improve to 3-1 and a little winning streak here and beat a team like Florida, are people going to be actually like optimistic?
Oh, well, that's a different question.
It kind of is, yeah.
I think that it's very encouraging with the back-to-back wins over Toronto. Mm-hmm. You're taking on the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions here tonight at LCA, which is, okay, great. But it's Florida light. There's no Tkachuk. There's no Barkov. They've got other players that are out. I mean, you're losing two of your best players. That's tough. Now, the Red Wings, we're going to be without Lucas Raymond. Mm-hmm. So maybe now that kind of levels that playing field a little bit. So leave more room to be a little bit impressed. Mm-hmm. I just want to see that the players are building off of what they've started here, that the newcomers are still going to be contributing in a way that looks like these are solid moves, whether they were free agent acquisitions or they were promotions. You want them to be solid moves that are going to pay off in the long term. Hard to really determine that after a fourth game of the year, but I will certainly be encouraged if they win. But no, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, they just took it to the Stanley Cup champions.
No. I was kind of optimistic, but no.
I mean, look, you can be optimistic. I'm not going to tell you how to feel.
That's true. Optimism is different. Optimism is different than the inverse. Inverse was... would be we're going to the ship, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, had we known that Seattle was going to be this juggernaut, how would we have felt the second series of the season when the Tigers beat them 2 out of 3 games, whatever it was?
Let's get back to your open line calls. Jeff on a cell. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call, and sure. I really appreciate your conversations that you're having. Number one, I'm down in Florida, and I know you both hate the state of Florida. I just got done golfing. It's beautiful down here. Dave call with the JMO, is he out of his mind? The guy's one of the best weapons in the NFL. He's not, you know, he's still growing, maturing, but to get rid of James, that kid's nuts.
Well, in Dave's defense.
It's not much of a defense, but he did. It's not much one. He did come clean.
Yeah, he was wagering, so...
Well, he should maybe stick to some scratch-off tickets here and there. But at the end of the day, Scooble to me, guys, think about this for a minute. He had a conversation with AJ. All right, this is going to be our last. What do you think AJ's got to be thinking? He called him the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, would JV or Jack Morris ever go, you know what, I can't go out for the seventh. And let's say he does. Let's just, you know, he goes out of seventh and he gets barreled up on a couple hard outs. Like they just, his velo's down, he drops 4 or 5 miles per hour. Okay, let's get the guy out. But Scooble doesn't want to go out.
I got to tell you, it wouldn't be as simple as, okay, let's get the guy out. It would be all out criticism for leaving him in. I mean, didn't that happen in Boston with Pedro Martinez famously and he got shelled?
Yeah, that did. And I guess one, I wouldn't I batters, would say this,
you
Jeff.
You couldn't let him see it.
If those batters score, guys? If they come around and score, yeah.
I would say this, Jeff. I don't think it's fair to make comparisons with Tarek Skubal in 2025 to Jack Morris in 1984, or even Justin Verlander in his heyday with the Tigers, you know, back in 2015, because it's a different era of baseball. It just is. You know, now 100 pitches is like the standard. That's it. You're done after 100. No. And guys, like it or not, It is what it is.
It's hard to get used to.
Yeah, I don't love it either, Jeff. I don't love it. I would have let him pitch another inning. I think he had plenty of gas. He was still throwing over 100 miles an hour. I would have wanted to see it. But, you know, maybe the reason he was still throwing over 100 is because he was amped up and he knew that that was going to be it. He was just going to leave it all out there, which is what they discussed. According to AJ Hinch, that's what they discussed. It was going to be after six.
As a competitor, don't you want a guy, your ace and your team, to go, listen, AJ, I got to go out there, man.
Sure, but as the manager of the team, you have to be wise enough to know when you think enough is enough. Not when a player does, but when you think. And sometimes I think it's really encouraging. They look at that and like, this guy's a worry, wants to go back out there, let's give it to him. And in other cases, they're like, we're going to save him from himself, and we're not going to do that because we see signs of fatigue or whatever. But in the end, they made the decision together, and it's going to be something that
is going to get talked about forever. It's honestly going to get talked about forever.
I just hope they don't rue it. But there's some ruining.
Well, I think there's already ruining.
There's ruining.
Yeah.
Because they end up losing the game.
If you don't know what happens if you leave him in. And if you so we can go back and change a whole bunch of decisions. Would I do it now? Yes. Because they lost the game. They lost the game. So every decision that you can do differently might have led to a win. Whether it was putting Justin Henry Molloy in favor of Kerry Carpenter at some point. You know, you just every decision, like you would you change it? Yeah, because it might work.
I mean, you know, you'll go back and look at that inning. Struck out Crawford, Rosarena popped up, struck out Cal Raleigh. And then coming up in the seventh inning, you had Rodriguez come in. He flew out. Mm-hmm. Blanco walked. Suarez flew out to right. And then that's when things started to get a little funky there. Josh Naylor, and you're starting to look at flipping the lineup again. Yeah, I would have left him in. But I'm not going to destroy A.J. Hinch or Tarek Skubal for it. I'm not going to question Tarek Skubal's toughness or his leadership if he wanted to stay in and he didn't voice it loud enough. You know, that's between those two guys. As a fan, it's disappointing. We're used to seeing guys really go after it when you're the best of the best.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
248-539-9797. Brian's in Westland and next. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
So, regarding the Lions game, just give a little context. My wife and I flew home from Las Vegas Sunday night for my little brother's wedding, and we're watching the game on the plane. And, you know, the whole plane's got it on their TV sets on Delta, and I have my headphones in. And when that first call got made, I let out a rather loud GD it.
Which
and,
call?
My wife elbowed me in the side. Like, you can't yell on the plane, Brian. I'm like, well, everyone else is watching the same freaking thing I am.
Which call was the first call? The overturned touchdown?
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show? It's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Brian?
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I think he said he didn't, right? Maybe he did.
Sounded close to it, but...
All right, fair enough. He was pretty, whenever he did swear. Well, he kind of, if he let out a GD, I guess he did. Look, it doesn't sit well with the Lions. They sound like they've moved on. In fact, Dan Campbell just answered the question, yes.
Look, they can't dwell on it. They absolutely have to put it in the past. They got a really good, best record in football. The 5-1 Buccaneers tied with the 5-1 Indianapolis Colts. These are the best teams in the league. And Tampa is a team that they've seen each of the last couple seasons. So I'm in a postseason. Lions got the better of them. Then last year, didn't they play? And Tampa got the better of the Lions. So here you go. And Tampa's playing awfully well. Baker Mayfield is...
Lions beat Tampa last year.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because the Lions, the only two games they lost were at home, right?
I thought it was Buffalo and Tampa who they lost to, wasn't it?
Would that have been? Yeah, that was here. I'm sorry. You said at Tampa. It was here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was here.
I apologize.
Sorry, did I say at?
You did say at.
Say at.
Yeah.
They lost against Tampa last
year. Yeah, and I'm like, wait a second. They didn't lose.
Baker Mayfield has absolutely resurrected his career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's what they have to focus on. It's a tough football team. We asked Jared Goff about, you know, is there one player on defense that you have to look out for? He's like, yeah, Vita Vea every week. He's a monster.
Baker is so fun to watch. He plays the game like a linebacker, and it's because of that I don't think he'll finish the season.
He may not. And
it's
we'll
tough
see
to
how
make it through the season as a standard quarterback, let alone one that's inviting contact.
How healthy is that team going to be on Monday night with the receiving core? That's a question. They might get Evans back, but they don't have Abuka and Godwin, I think, both out. So
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up. We'll get to more of those names that were floated out there as trade possibilities to Detroit. That in the 1 o'clock hour. We got a 10 text question today at 12:56. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.